The ACLU of Michigan says lawmakers deliberately shut out members of the public as they passed the right-to-work law in December. ACLU attorney Dan Korobkin says that's a violation of the state's Open Meetings Act, and the law should be tossed out.
We've had a lot of controversial laws in Michigan, but never before have we seen the public locked out of the process.
But State Attorney General Bill Schuette says hundreds of citizens were in the state and House chambers as lawmakers voted on the legislation. He says police were protecting public safety when they stopped letting more people into the building for about 4 hours. Both sides will make their case to Judge William Collette in Mason. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Lansing.